Hello, this is Brian.
Hey Brian,
Hello,
this is Aureli calling from Local Splash.
Yeah.
Brian, we were checking your Gold Guarantee account. We're able to see that it's up and running. It's all set up with the verification and stuff. We just need to check with you some details and for you to authorize the payment. Will this be a good moment for you?
Okay. Yeah, we could do that. I just need to authorize them.
Yeah, we just need to check with you some details, and I do see here the amount will be for $574 with the card that we have on file, 7571.
Yep, that'll be great.
Alrighty, perfect. Also, I just wanted to check with you the job types, which are the services that are going to be offering with Gold Guarantee. I see here the main category will be for general contractors.
Is what now?
The main vertical, the category is for general contractors.
Category is mainly kitchen remodel.
Okay. Unfortunately, there's no specific category for just kitchen, but we do have a few options in this category for general contractor. But let me read you all the options that we have in case you want to try out something different as well, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty. I see here we have accessory building, bathroom tiles, commercial projects, exterior finishing, home additions, home remodel and renovation, kitchen backsplash, kitchen island, bathroom cabinets, bathroom remodel, deck and patios, foundation in concrete, home building, interior finishing, kitchen cabinets, kitchen remodel, and roofing.
So we can, how many categories can we check off?
Category or options to turn on, you mean?
Well, how many of these options can I turn on? Like, can I turn on a kitchen remodel and kitchen cabinets and like backsplash, tile backsplash?
Since the whole category is for general contractor, we can turn on all the options if you would like. But if you are focused into kitchen, we can just keep on just the kitchen ones. Kitchen backsplash, kitchen island, kitchen cabinets, and kitchen remodel.
And then if there's one for flooring, I can do that too.
Flooring. There's no flooring in this category.
What about tiles?
Let's see if it has something different.
Laminate.
Flooring has its own category, actually.
Well, I do flooring also. And then anything related to kitchen.
For flooring, we have baseboards, floor polishing, floor repair and maintenance, installing floor, tiles, carpet, floor refinishing, hardwood, marble, stair flooring, and wood floor sanding.
Well, it'd be wood flooring, like hardwood flooring and installing flooring and tile flooring.
Tile, install flooring. How about floor repair and maintenance?
Well, we can do that too.
Floor polishing?
No flooring. No polishing.
Stair flooring? Marble, hardwood?
Yeah. Hardwood.
Hardwood. Marble and stair flooring?
No marble or stone of any kind.
Okay, I can add this other category for flooring, but there is a possibility that Google may require a license for this category. Is it okay for me to add it?
Well, we can find out. I don't know why there'd be a license for flooring, but we can try it. If they want a license for flooring, then I would just stay with kitchen things.
Okay, let me try it out. It's because sometimes in different states they do require the flooring. I just need to just check if they will require it.
I don't think they do for here, but you can check it.
Okay. System is refreshing. 1 second, please.
Okay.
Okay, it doesn't require the license.
No, no, yeah, I didn't think so. There's no requirement, right? Is that what it says?
Yes, let me refresh. Nope, no license required, so we should be good. I can add it with no problem.
That'd be good. That should cover it for now. I don't think I would be wanting to do anything else.
Okay, perfect. In this case, well, we have the job types checked, which is good. The message lead, basically message lead is another option the client has to contact you. They can send you a quick text message or you can reply to them directly. It will be arriving to you as a regular text message to your phone.
That
it gives you up to 24 hours to reply to the client. Would that be good?
Okay. That would be good.
Excellent. I just need to confirm the phone number where the messages are going to go to. Would it be 712-539-0205?
Correct.
Alrighty, excellent. Perfect. The phone number is been already updated, which is great.
Okay.
Sometimes the messages are going to arrive without their phone number, but it will say that it is from local ad services. It's still good. You can reply to it. It's still safe. It's just that Google has the option to send it like anonymous, the message.
Oh, okay. So you just reply if they contact you back?
Yes, you can just reply directly on the text message. It will tell you to reply here or to the dashboard. You can just reply directly in there. You don't have to go to the dashboard.
Okay. All right.
All right. Good. Also, I'm able to see the business hours is set up from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Right.
Okay. In this case, I would like to recommend you to try to update it maybe to a little longer the hours or to try the 24/7 service. The thing is that basically the business hours is where the green check mark comes up on your account. And if we have the 24/7 service, we will always be showing in ranking position and we'll be always showing on top.
I'll go ahead and have them contact me 24/7, but then I have 24 hours to return the message then?
The messages, yes. The calls, if by any chance you miss the call and it goes to voicemail, and you don't call the client back, you will still be charged as a good lead to you. That's one of the negative things
right.
that he has, though.
Right. Well, that makes sense, you know, so because they still clicked on the ad.
I'm sorry?
I said they still clicked on the ad, so of course I'll get charged for it.
If they contact you, yes, you will still be charged. We can try to dispute it, but it's a little hard because it went to voicemail. But, I mean, it's a strategy that we're working out
right.
depending on the situation. In this case, your account, it doesn't seem to be like an emergency, so it might be rare for clients to contact you overnight maybe.
Right.
Of course, if this doesn't work for you, we can always update the hours again to this, what you currently have, or any other hours.
Okay. Sounds good.
One moment. As well, if by any chance you need to pause the leads, please let us know. We should be able to help you out to pause them for you. You can call us or just send us a quick text message. Hey, team, I need to pause the leads. I have every project or an emergency, whichever reason it is, you can just let us know so we can pause them for you.
That sounds perfect.
I will send you a quick text message right now with a copy, with a screenshot of the map that we are covering with the areas. So I need you to check it right now and confirm if it's good or if there's any area that we are missing.
Okay.
I just sent it. Can you confirm me if you are right, please?
It's a text message, right?
Yes, it's just a quick text message.
I don't think I'm through yet.
Let me see.
Just came
in. Shows. Okay.
Just came in. So it's all the blue areas then, or what?
Yes, the blue areas is what we are currently are covering.
Well, I think we can go up to, because I'm on the Kentucky border. I mean, I'm within 3 to 4 miles from Kentucky. So you got Hopkinsville, the other side of Fort Campbell, Pembroke, and Elkton, and Cadiz, all there within, I don't know, 35 minutes from me. That's to the north. Because everything on this map is mostly to my south or to my west.
Okay.
And I also could have Springfield in there off to the east and Dickinson to the south. Dixon, I guess, is what it is.
Okay, Springfield. Let me try it out.
That's not that far away.
Okay, I added Springfield. Can you name me the other one you want me to add?
Okay, Dixon.
You were breaking up, I'm sorry.
Dixon?
Dixon.
Yeah.
Dixon, Tennessee. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, get it though. Get big here. Okay, to go into Kentucky, I have nothing in Kentucky, and I'm right on the border. So we got the other side of Fort Campbell, in the Kentucky side
Fort
of Fort
Campbell. Fort Campbell, Kentucky, okay.
Then we got Pembroke, P-E-M-B-R-O-K-E.
Okay. Pembroke, Kentucky. Okay, got it.
And then there's Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
Hopkinsville?
Hopkins, H-O-P. K-I-N-S-B-I-L-L-E.
Okay. Do you have license or insurance in this state?
Yes, I have insurance in both states. But, you know, within, wherever I go in this region, I have insurance.
Okay. I can go ahead and save the changes that we just did with the place that we just added. I'm not sure if Google is going to request license because we are adding a different state into.
Okay. Well, there's no license for any of this in Kentucky. Also, it's also the same thing as it's actually easier. I think, for stuff to be done even in Kentucky than it is in Tennessee, and they're both fairly easy. I still have two more cities yet, or three to give you yet.
Okay, well, I just made the, I just saved the current ones, and I just refreshed, and it didn't require any other documents, so we should be good.
Okay, so then we want to add Elkton, that's E-L-K-T-O-N, Kentucky.
Kentucky, okay, got it.
Russellville, R-U-S-S-E-L-L-V-I-L-L-E.
Russellville, okay.
And then the last one is Cadiz, that's C-A-D-I-Z. Cadiz, Kentucky.
Cadiz, Kentucky, okay.
Let's see, I'm trying to see if there's... I think that for right now, that should be good.
How about in Tennessee, Cumberland?
Cumberland would be good because, oh yeah, yeah. It says Cumberland City already in there, doesn't it?
And I see here it hasn't been added. As you see on the map, there's like green spots in between the places, the blue ones. We can go ahead and cover those areas in between.
That would be good.
Because I see here, for example, south side.
I think that should do it for now.
Okay, let me go ahead and save this. Alrighty.
All right. Sounds good.
One of the things that I need to check is also some business bio. You have 31 years in business, correct?
Okay, what are you asking now?
You have 31 years in business?
Yeah, well, 30 years, 30.
30. Okay. Okay, Google is asking for to select 6 things your customers will love about your business. For example, family owned and operated, 30 years in business, locally owned and operated, professional service, maybe a 1-year warranty you may offer.
Yeah, 1-year warranty on the labor.
1 year.
Yeah.
Okay,
then,
it gives a 1-year guarantee.
1-year guarantee on the labor.
Okay. Would you do weekends by appointment request?
Yes, we can do that too.
Okay. One of the last things that we will need from you is for you to send us new pictures, new material that we can use in your account. So we can publish them on your Google Guarantee. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, perfect. At the moment, this is all we needed to check. You already authorized the amount and the payment, which is great. I will go ahead and make the payment right now. One last question that I wanted to check with you. Would you like me to turn on the leads today as soon as the payment gets confirmed, or do you have another specific time?
No, today will be fine.
Excellent. As soon as the payment gets authorized, you will be receiving an email that the payment has been authorized, and the lead should be on as well. It should be reflected on the ad in around 15 to 30 minutes or so.
All right. Sounds good.
Excellent. Keep in mind, please try to make to pick up all the calls or reply to the text messages, so it doesn't affect and doesn't have any negative affecting on your ad, okay, on the performance.
All right. Sounds good.
If you have any questions about any of the calls, you need us to review, maybe to dispute them, or the messages as well, please feel free to let us know. We are available Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking my call. If anything else, we are available here for you.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you as well for your time. Have a great day.
You too as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.